Hello everyone, it's me, Rocky, and I'm back, baby. but no, seriously, I just wanted to say hi. It's been way too fucking long. So I just wanted to come and do a little quick catch-up kind of episode and let you guys know what's been going on, what will be going on, and I'm actually just going to do like real quick reviews while I'm here, you know what I'm saying? As last time I've spoke to you guys, things have been up and down. I've been really fucking busy doing the Twitch thing. I've been getting on the TikTok and all that stuff too, so on top of a real world life, I've been pretty busy. But with that said, let's catch up. TV, what have I been watching for the past, I don't know, 6-7 months? I went back, I caught up, and I finished watching The Walking Dead. I will say it got better from when I stopped watching, and it's good. It ended. I'll just say that. I started watching the new Beavis and Butthead. Very funny. Also, the movie came out way before that. That was also very funny. I started watching Harley Quinn on HBO. Fucking amazing. Started watching Velma, also on HBO, I believe. Fucking funny. I believe NBC, the new reboot of Night Court. It's entertaining. I could, it's hit or miss for me. What else do we got? The Last of Us. Fucking amazing. Obviously you guys know I'm into horror and all that stuff, and obviously video games and whatnot, so The Last of Us, being an amazing game, is also now an amazing television show. And then, what else we got? The Mandalorian is coming back soon. Cannot wait for that. Movies. What movies have I watched? I finally got around to watching the movie Smile. Quite disappointing. I'll just say that. It was very disappointing. If you like it, I'm sorry. That's your thing. It's cool. Whatever. And then Terrifier 2. I'm not sure if I ever said this, but Terrifier, aka Art the Clown, is one of my favorites at this point right now. So Terrifier 2. Amazing. And then again, coming soon, I believe in April, is the Evil Dead Rise is coming out, and I cannot wait for that. Let's move on to music, new music. You guys might remember I did a little review on the band Silence Equals Death. If you haven't, go back, check it out, check them out. They're obviously all over Spotify and Apple, whatever, and all the fucking streaming sites. But the lead singer from Silence Equals Death, Scott, has released a new solo EP, with the band called Fencewalker. Fucking amazing. Again, you can find it all over, streaming sites, whatever. I also did a review a long time ago of Sean D. Harper. He's now in a group called Antipathy. Pretty fucking good. It's a punkish kind of stuff. What else we got? Rome and Duddy came out with a new single called Coast of Mexico. Fucking awesome. Vil Valo of him has a solo album out now. And the single off of that was Neon Noir. Again, if you're a fan of him, the band him, you will love this stuff. What else we got? The band Escape from the Zoo has a new single, Jars of Fears. Again, amazing. And I believe just about a week ago, give or take, Flogging Molly came out with another single, Till the Anarchy is Restored. It's a very relaxing kind of song. It's not more of the upbeat stuff that they usually have, but it's good. And then a band that I just discovered for myself. It's a Japanese metal band. I believe it's pronounced Hanabi. They're fucking insane. Check them out. What else we got? A lot of people died. A lot of people died in the past 6-7 months. So just off the top of my head, we got the lead singer of The Specials, Terry Hall. He passed away. Obviously very sad. I was very upset about that. And then who else? We got David Crosby of the Byrds, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Jefferson Airplane, obviously. The original Wednesday, Lisa Loring passed. The mom from A Christmas Story, Melinda Dillion, passed. I believe it's Shirley from Laverne and Shirley, Cindy Williams. She also passed. And then just the other day, as of this recording, Raquel Welch. In news, we just finished up the Super Bowl. I believe that was last weekend. And that was quite boring. It was it wasn't boring. I shouldn't say that. It was a kind of a boring end to a good game. With that said, that means baseball is coming around very soon, and that's my sport. What else we got? We got Chinese balloons being shot down left and right over North America. Some of them might not be Chinese balloons. Some of them might be random people's, I don't know, weather balloons. I don't know. But that's going on right now. Or it's fucking aliens. I don't fucking know. There was a big train derailment with a chemical fire in Ohio, which is poisoning fucking everyone and everything in that area. And maybe more, I don't know. So yeah, with that, that's me catching up with you guys right now. I don't, there's so much fucking more, but that was all the stuff off the top of my head. Like I said, I wanted to do a real quick catch up kind of thing with you. And just let you know, I am back. I'm gonna hopefully, and I know I say this all the fucking time, but I'm gonna hopefully be back at least once a month with stuff like this. I don't know, reviews, news, hanging out with friends. I don't know. I've been all over the place, but that's kind of been the point of this whole podcast. Is just it's just everything all in one. So what do I got? What do I got? I want to do. Let you guys know what I've been up to and what's in store for the future. Like I said, I've been streaming more on Twitch. I've been doing a lot more TikToks. I've been adding a lot more to the YouTube channel. So if you haven't already, go to the YouTube channel, subscribe, watch the videos, like the videos. Same thing with Twitch. Follow me there. Follow me on TikTok. I have shit coming out almost, not every day, but several times a week. I try. I started exercising a little bit. It's only been about a week or two, but I feel good. I've cut back on the alcohol intake also, which might be the result of why I'm so fucking wired right now. I'm feeling pretty good. So that's another thing too. I did want to mention one of the reasons I came back to the podcast, and I'm gonna really try and start producing more, is because one of the reasons I kind of not stopped, but like I was what's the word I'm looking for? I was kind of self-conscious, I guess, because what I was doing was I was making these podcasts, I was putting them out, and then I was also like promoting them to like my friends and family, and like that kind of freaked me out, knowing I'm saying all this weird shit, I'm doing all this, and then I have like friends and close family watching and listening, and it kind of freaked me out, and I didn't like that. So I was speaking with a friend, fellow content creator, and she kind of put things into perspective, and she's like, basically just do what makes me happy, do what I want to do, like this stuff, and just promote it on the Punk Rock Cheeseburger pages. Don't, this stuff isn't for my friends and family, essentially. And I knew that. I don't know why it just didn't click in my head until now. So that's what it is. So like I said, now that I have this kind of stuck in my head, I have this new thought process. I'm hoping that I can just fucking open up and just do this and get it out there and not even think about it. And just stop worrying. What else do I got? I think that's it, really. I'm just hoping to be back and keep in touch with you guys and keep this going, and hopefully you guys are enjoying it and will continue enjoying it, and hopefully you guys didn't forget about me. We're back, I'm back, and we're gonna keep it going. So don't forget, this is where I start promoting. Every Friday night is when I usually do my Twitch channel. Friday night, give or take around 11:30, 12 o'clock Friday night, Eastern time, U.S. Eastern time. And then I try to do Saturdays, depending. I try to do Twitch, or I try to do iVlog, music, radio, whatever, cast on Saturday nights. And then obviously Sundays, I just take off. And then the rest of the week, I work and try and put out other content for YouTube and TikTok and whatnot. And like I said, hopefully I can add in this, the podcast. At least, like I said, at least once a month. So we will see what happens. Hopefully I'll get a positive feedback on this particular episode. And yeah, I'll be around. Go follow me on Facebook and, like I said, all the other social medias. I'm all over. I'm on Twitter. Like I said, TikTok. All of it. Instagram. Just you can just Google Punk Rock Cheeseburger and it'll pop up everywhere. But yeah, give me some feedback. Let me know what you guys want and if you enjoy anything of this. But okay, until next time, you guys, everyone, have a good day, evening, and or night. I will talk to you next time. Bye.